Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Where I got to tell you, I am all about fashion. I like seeing things. I like seeing things that are a little bit odd. But if you are the Boston Red Sox and you keep winning wearing these yellow jerseys, all done to honor Patriots Day, the Boston Marathon, they won this weekend. They decided to keep them going. You can keep these jerseys. Look, they're thumping the Mets tonight, 12-3. The Mets may never win again. But if you're the Red Sox, don't you keep wearing these? Because really, the only thing you have that are red are the socks. I mean, if you made them all yellow socks all the time, I'd say, okay, no. But you're the Red Sox. The rest of your uniform can be any color. I'd keep wearing these blue. They look nice. I got to tell you, even though they're a little bit weird to see because it's very bright, it's very Lance Armstrong, Tour de France, you know, wearing the yellow jersey.
Wow, okay.
But I kind of like them. They kind of look different, and the color scheme is good. You can kind of squint and see the B and think, okay, maybe UCLA is playing, but no, it's the Boston Red Sox. But you win like this, and you keep hitting. You like the jerseys? Hey, like Crash Davis said in Bull Durham, if you're winning because you're of certain things, you believe certain things, then you are winning for those certain things. So I'd keep the jerseys. 100%.
Yeah, no. Coming down the stretch, final 2 weeks, if you don't have to wash them, you don't wash them. Just air them out and wear them out. As for the Red Sox, as you see most of the guys, the way they wear their pants, you can't see that there's any socks on. So that doesn't matter either. It takes a minute to get used to. You do need to make sure you've got plenty of them in the gift shops. Why? Because they're new and exciting. And merchandising. Get in there and sell. And I'd be promoting the hell out of these on the website and on the broadcast to buy them up, buy these mutant hats, buy them all, because they're sending us to the playoffs. Let's go.
I'll tell you, they've been wear them all the way into October and after. The yellow and blue jerseys are nice. It's something different. You know, you got to bust them out a bit. Yeah, you know, sometimes you save the jerseys for something that is a little special. I kind of like
well, they're wearing them much better than UCLA did last week.
Oh well, yeah. You talk about UCLA. They were everything is great. We've won two games. We beat a top 25 team. USC fired their football coach. Then in the span of 4 hours, we stink. We lost again, and USC found a new quarterback. Okay, we had the last 10 days. That 10-day run was great for UCLA. Now it's over.
Yeah, no, it was a good run, though. They get to get back on the proverbial horse and see if they can't get a new streak started. But, yeah, USC now a new quarterback, so let's learn about him and let's see what happens. let's talk about 900 other coaches that might be in the coaching carousel for us. Hey, Urban Meyer's really mad. Let's talk about him again. he sounds depressed and sad that he took the job that he did. All of those things are great and obfuscate exactly what's going on. So for UCLA, they need to get back on the horse. They need to win a game, and maybe it can become about them again in a Pac-12 that, let's face it, is jumbled up with some new identities rolling up and new style of play. But I don't want to take away from those great Boston Red Sox uniforms, because it took a triple take when I saw the first video highlight come through. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Because, you know, you open Twitter and it's there, and you're like, wait, what? Like, well, what team is this?
Yeah, and it kind of takes the sting out of watching this happen to the Mets. Hey, they're losing 12-3, but the Red Sox look sharp going around the field in those yellow uniforms. Oh, it's hard to
Mets
focus on anything
good
else happening.
Losing. Yeah, but if they looked good and introduced new uniforms while losing,
that's true.
Then
that's
okay. I mean, and look, and if I were the brass of the Mets, given all the trash going on throughout the front office and all the issues they've had to address through the season. Yeah, I think I would have been coming up with, you know, sparkles, rainbows, and an in-game circus to try to misdirect folks from the way this season is ending.
Home run. Home run double. Home run double.
Change guy comes out juggling.
Hey, look at this, everybody. Woo! I'm throwing it up there. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. So be cautious at crossings. If the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So other big stuff going on in baseball, too. We have a little bit of street justice we'll get into later on in Major League Baseball. But, you know, even in making an announcement that is really something that is expected, that we thought was coming, that seems like the right way to do it. No, no, no. The Bears still found a way to say we're going to bear our way through this. So today it was announced that Justin Fields will make his first NFL start at quarterback as Andy Dalton will be out with a left knee injury. Nagy talked about Fields' start. It's a great opportunity to see what he can do. Nick Foles is going to be the backup. Justin Fields talked about how he's preparing for a long time, an exciting moment for him. Okay, everything is great. Okay, so now we got now all this crazy-ass stuff about Andy Dalton staying the quarterback. It's all going to be gone, right? Because you drafted Justin Fields to play him as soon as you could. Now this is where the door is open. Andy Dalton is hurt. He can come in. Justin Fields has a big game. Maybe throws three touchdowns, runs for one, or he wins the game and your defense is playing well and you bring him along. Hey, this is it now, right? Hey, we're going to Justin Fields. Oh, no, 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 no. Just when you think the Bears are going to zig, they zag as Matt Nagy, who really wants to be fired at this point, reiterated Wednesday that once Andy Dalton is healthy enough, he will be the starting quarterback. He is week to week, battling through his injury, but when he is healthy enough to play, he gets the job back. Okay, first of all, we've hit this from like a thousand different angles. And the one from today is, why would you say something that stupid? That if Justin Fields goes for five touchdowns and shows, look, he threw for 275 yards, he ran for 55 and two touchdowns, why would you possibly say that? So you have to look ridiculous when you have to walk it back. Because either you're going to look bad when you walk it back, or you look even worse by saying, hey, Justin, that was a great 3 weeks, man. 15 touchdowns, that was awesome. Hey, but Andy's going to be the quarterback now. So forget about the ridiculousness and the stupid situation you put yourself in by saying that. The fact, the loyalty that for some reason Nagy has to Andy Dalton, like Andy Dalton is Tom Brady. Like the way the Bears look at Andy Dalton, it's like he's walking around the facilities like he is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. Like he's Joe Montana mid-1980. Oh, look at this. We got Montana walking around here. Really, when I see this, Mike, I'm not lying to you. I almost feel like this is the equivalent of if they benched Andy Dalton, the next day, you would see a story, Dalton to sue Bears. Like he would have the right to sue them if they benched him and didn't play him. Like that's kind of what, like that's how afraid I think they are of making, the opening the door that this could be a full-time thing, right? Instead, you just say, hey, Andy will come back when he's back. He's week to week. You know, we don't know when he's coming back. We drafted Justin. We're excited about him. No, no, no. Andy is the guy. Why? Why must you go over the top to say Andy Dalton is the guy? It's either you think he's going to sue you and you think he might win, right? Because maybe somehow that's in the paperwork somewhere. We promised him, he wrote down, he said, I have options. I can play anywhere, but I'll play here. But you got to promise me I'm the starter as long as I'm healthy. And you put it in writing. Because if not, I'm going to sue you. Like, I'm either expecting that, or Matt Nagy thinks Andy Dalton will come to his office and beat him up if that happens. Like, I don't want to fight with a bully. He's going to show up in my office. We're going to fight. He's younger than me. He's stronger. Those are the only two things that make sense at this point. Because the Bears, it's like they've decided, no, no, no. We have the instance and availability and possibility of turning things over to the guy we wanted to turn him over when we made him the 10th overall pick in the NFL draft. But no, no, no. We're going to show you Bears going to Bear, just like Jets going to Jet and Lions going to Lion, Mets going to Met, right? Well, we're going to show you, hey, we're still going to be embarrassing as hell and throw out there that, yes, Andy Dalton is the guy when he's healthy again. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how Bears fans right now sit back and go, I'm just waiting for the season to end. And I'm waiting for a new head coach, and I'm waiting for some kind of direction on the team. Because that's one thing. Agree or disagree with Dalton or Fields, you're not getting any. I don't know what the Bears' plan is. I mean, really, what is it? Is it Andy Dalton? Is it Justin Fields? I don't understand, Mike. I don't get it. I don't get your team.
Well, here, look, my diatribes on Matt Nagy are well noted. You can find them all through the archives here on Fox Sports Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get the show when you're not listening to us live. And we thank you for doing that wherever you are across this great globe. We keep expanding notes today about expansion. Hi, Tulsa. We'll talk about you specifically soon. And then we've got some other big news coming up. I just love it. You know, rapid, aggressive expansion, like Heath Ledger said in The Dark Knight. But when we look at Matt Nagy, it's been a comedy of errors, and it's like the man never took a media training class. I got to imagine someone in that building helps to handle public relations, and I've got friends that work in PR, and I'll run this past them just to see, you know, how blunt they want to be about how he can handle this. Because here's how I look at it, right? Andy Dalton, if you watched either of those two games, and obviously he gets hurt game two against Cincinnati, and Fields has a couple of moments. He also has a couple of, he didn't see the defensive lineman at 6'5 drop in front of his wide receiver. Like, there's those moments where you're like, okay, still a lot to learn. So if you're going to the microphone and you're going to talk about this situation and say, like me, you like a lot of what you saw with the offense moving the ball with Andy Dalton, that you're good, okay? That's fine. You blame him for Mooney running the wrong route. Why? Because he can wear it and the second-year receiver won't. Whatever the case may be, going back to that opener. But when you get to this situation and Fields is thrust in, and if you think Andy Dalton is still your guy because maybe there's the outside shot that you get back to the playoffs for the third time in 4 years, if Dalton is there, right, steady ship, the defense shows up with an effort like they had for a lot of the game against the Bengals. Anybody that watched it, there were plenty of opportunities to throw things at the television going, are these guys professional football players on the back end running into each other like it was a Benny Hill skit? But you have the idea of going to the podium and just saying, look, Justin now has the opportunity to show he is the player we think he is, right? He's got this opportunity while Andy's on the mend, and then we can reevaluate. And then that's fair, right? I mean, that's a fair assessment. You see, and if there's obvious deficiencies that he's not ready to play, which I don't know that you're going to see that, but just say there are, then you open the door and leave the door open. But you're not saying, all right, no matter what you do, Andy's coming back when he's the starter. That's just foolhardy, right? Because he is inevitable. It's Thanos. He is inevitably going to be your quarterback. That's why you drafted him. That's why everybody's been oohing and aahing. And even when the season started, everybody was so mad because, well, they were mad because they couldn't say they were right that he was going to start week one. So everybody that felt differently had to be an idiot. Hello, America. So you look at the situation as it stands. Now, this press conference today, I'll give him credit. He at least didn't send back a press, a PR guy to give the statement after he'd left the dais.
No, right? That's, I mean, true.
Just like, that's right, true. Earlier in the week, it's like, hey, oh, by the way, yes, Andy would be our starter if healthy. But Nagy had already left the building like he was Elvis after a concert, right? They'd always announce, Elvis has left the building. In other words, there's no encore. Go the hell home. Today, at least, Nagy stood up and said something dumb as opposed to passing a note. So I'll give him credit for that. Slight improvement. But still, you have the opportunity to just say, look, Justin can show us in these next couple games he's ready to be our quarterback, and we need to make sure he's ready. And give your rah-rah speech like so many movies and TV shows before that and move on. And then if he fails and the next 2-3 games, whatever it is, are an abject failure and disaster and he gets stomped because the line's no good and Myles Garrett's living in his backfield and carrying him around the field, then yeah, then maybe we revisit it. But the way he phrased things here, he earned himself no favors, and really all it was a gift to the Chicago media and to us for another 24 to 48 hours.
I'm telling you, I really don't get Matt Nagy and this overall reliance on Andy Dalton. I mean, we're going to find out something absolutely insane. Why Andy Dalton has to be the guy. And it's not going to make sense. It will happen in the offseason when Matt Nagy is gone, when Urban Meyer leaves the Jaguars to go coach the Bears. I mean, whenever that is, that's when we're going to get the story.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, buddy. Did I throw that in there? Did you like that?
Really? You want to bring that story there? Look, in the end, you promised the dude – right? You promised the guy that he was going to be your quarterback. And then all of a sudden, there's Justin Fields that pops in, and he's there for you to take. The situation changed. We live in a different world than we did 30 seconds ago.
Oh, that is just sometimes the Bears are their own comedic segment and foil. They really are. Mm-hmm. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Running your own business requires a lot of running around. From bookkeeping to client meetings, you run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, we have more NFL on the way, but straight ahead, do we have two red-hot NBA stories. We get to play a little bit of I Told You So from last night, plus revisit a big, bold prediction that will shake up the NBA when it happens. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Yes, truth. It is. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings. And if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, we got some big NFL stuff coming your way in a few minutes. I mean, besides the ridiculousness of the Bears, you know, Andy Dalton is still our
guy. Thanks, buddy.
Matt,
hey, your team's just as ridiculous today, pal.
Yeah, no. No way. No, that's just...
Hi, Mom.
The Jets just stink, and Robert Saleh's trying to say something nice about his mom. You're like,
well,
football-wise,
I think
that's crazy.
That's misdirection, man. Don't talk about football. We're talking about Mom. You can't come at me if I'm talking about Mom.
Do you think Matt Nagy wakes up every day and his wife says, Matt, time to get up. He wakes up. He goes, Dalton's our guy. What? Okay. No, ready to go. He's like sleeping on the couch in front. You know, time to go. Hey, why don't you go to bed? Dalton's the guy. What's going on?
Okay. In the corner yelling, can't go to sleep. Clown's going to eat me like Bart Simpson.
And the clown has a Dalton jersey on. You're going to keep me in. Two big stories.
Maybe he's got mobsters after him. You don't know.
He's got mobsters. Wow, now that's a hot take. Why is Andy Dalton the quarterback? There's mobsters after the head coach. This story
you
tonight at 11
Andy
o'clock.
Andy Dalton the quarterback. Capiche?
And we get a lot of stuff for you to hear on tonight's news here in Chicago. Number one, we're going to tell you about how Chicago's the greatest city in the world, even though everybody who says that lives in California. The second thing is, oh my goodness, can you believe this crazy stuff going on with the mob and the Bears and Andy Dalton? Let's go live to Soldier Field now for some reaction. Do we have some reaction right now? I mean, that's what would lead the news in Chicago.
I like it. I think that would be the breaking news of all breaking news. Yeah. I mean, I could take you to a couple of steakhouses where, you know, you want to sit against the wall. And if you feel up on the wall, you can feel where the bullet holes are. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. That's history.
So we got more NFL. No, I believe it. I just don't know about going to a place where there's bullet holes that are still in the wall. I mean, I don't know.
Well, why would you change it? It's part of your history.
Well, how recent are the bullet holes? Like, I mean, if these are bullet holes from, like, you know, like a couple weeks ago, I don't want to go there. If
No. I mean, we're talking 1900s era. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
40s
okay.
Or whatever. But it's part of the longevity and history of those great places.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's good. I'm glad you're saying it's like way, 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 way far away. Yeah. That's what I'm glad.
Look, it doesn't mean that history can't repeat itself, or if you go to other parts of the country, or I should say other parts of the world, they don't ask you about it like it's still happening and treat you with great respect because you say you come from there. I'm from the south side of Chicago. Oh, yeah, here's your drink. Thank you very much.
Wow, you must be rough. Hey, I'm Jason Smith. I vacation in Detroit. Whatever you want, man. Whatever you want. You eat whatever you want.
No, exactly, right?
So today we get to play a little bit of I Told You So with the 76ers, right? big NBA story yesterday. Ben Simmons wants out of Philadelphia, right? He's done. He never wants to play for the team again. He's not going to put on another NBA uniform until the Sixers trade him to a new destination. And what did I tell you was the deal, right? Because Doc Rivers, right after they got eliminated, let's grab the sound, Alex Teicher, from last night, is right after they got eliminated from the playoffs, Doc Rivers was asked about Ben Simmons being a championship point guard for the team, and Doc Rivers answered by saying, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if I can answer that question. And that was what started everything, right? It started everything. We're at where we are right now because Doc Rivers says, I can't put any confidence in my point guard on a really bad series because Doc doesn't like to take responsibility for anything, right? This is what started everything going the way it was. Because if he doesn't say that, maybe they can salvage the relationship. Ben Simmons works on things in the offseason and we're not here. But that was the thing that started everything down the road to where we are now. Ben Simmons, I have no confidence. I don't want to play here anymore. My head coach doesn't like me. I don't know that Joel Embiid likes me. This was the statement that started it all.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer, right? You're asked, hey, can Ben Simmons still be your guy? And he says, I don't know the answer, right? Whoa, okay. Okay, so this is Doc Rivers throwing Ben Simmons under the bus. And we said this last night, and obviously the 76ers listened to our show. We're on in Philadelphia. Because I told you this was all on Doc. What happened today? Doc Rivers does the media tour early in the day saying how much, hey, we really want to get Ben Simmons back. He goes on ESPN, and he says, we really want Ben back. I love Ben Simmons. If there's any way to get him back, we want to have him back. Doc is out doing it because it was his bleeping fault. And then he gets asked by Stephen A. Smith, hey, what about your comments about that you don't know if Ben Simmons can be your point guard? And here's Doc Rivers' answer saying, wait a minute, I think people just took what I said and blew it out of proportion.
The question was asked about Ben. It was the first question after we just lost a game 7. My answer was, I'm not answering any of that stuff right now, guys. I don't even know how to answer that. That had nothing to do with about Ben. I was basically saying, I'm not answering that crap, those questions.
Not really. Uh-huh. Let's hear it again. Let's hear what he said the first time again, Alex Teicher.
The question was asked about
Ben. No. I know what he said. Let's hear that first one again.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer. All you have to do is say, Ben's our guy. We love Ben. We play. It's not your first press conference, Doc Rivers. This is not the first time you've been in front of a media after you've lost a game where you have to answer questions. This is such
between him and Nagy, man,
history.
It's time.
Oh, man.
Between him and Nagy, it's time for us to upgrade our jobs. We'll do our work here on Fox Sports Radio, but independent consultants for you to go into press conferences and not sound like an idiot. Good God. How do you try to – you can't walk that back. That was so specific. There was no ambiguity to that about the team or anything else of, you know, how disappointed are you? Can this team win? And even then, you wouldn't say that. Mm. But he asked specifically about Ben Simmons.
Boy, it's like Doc Rivers saying, listen, I'm going to shovel a whole load of crap here, and I want you to just take it. Well, I don't really want it. No, I want you to back your truck up, and I'm going to shovel all this crap into the back of it. But I got groceries in the back, Doc, and I got my daughter's soccer equipment, and I got stuff. No, I'm going to shovel all this crap in the back, and you're going to take it. Okay, that's what Doc Rivers wanted us to do today, right? This is what he wanted to say. No, that's not what I meant. After having 4 or 5 months and listening to the soundbite over and over again, how do I try to plausibly deny that I didn't just throw Ben Simmons under the bus and say, I don't know if he can be our guy. Just stop. I mean, this is like a high school thing.
But you had 4 months. Three months.
But, Mike, this is like a high school thing. This is like a high school excuse. Oh, when it sounds good and you tell your parents go, come on, really? You think I was born last night? I mean, come on.
Right.
Like my uncle, like his big line was always, I was born at night, but not last night. Like, that's the bit. Like, you think it's good in high school.
One.
You know what I would say if I was Doc? I would have said, Doc, you know what? I didn't know the answer to that because, you know, we had lost. It was emotional. There was a lot of different things. But I know I love Ben as a player. We've had a chance to talk about things. And I want him back on this team. That's where you go. Just be straight with guys. You know, because if I'm Ben Simmons, I see that today and I go, I'm digging in even further. And if I'm on the Sixers, I look and I go, Doc is never going to be straight with me. And if I'm a free agent, I go, if I go play for the Sixers, am I going to get blamed for stuff? Yeah, I am. Because Doc doesn't want to take responsibility. So not only did Doc Rivers blow it the first time when he should have protected Ben Simmons following that loss. You can say behind closed doors, Ben, you disappointed us. You stink. We're going to trade your ass out of here. Do whatever you want behind closed doors. When you're a head coach, protect your players. Protect your investment. Because now that Ben Simmons wants out, you're not going to get the package back in return because everybody knows, every other team in the NBA knows, Ben wants out. He's not going to play for you. So now I'm going to lowball you and you're going to have to trade him out. So Doc blew that. And now he blows the apology by saying, oh, I just meant I didn't want to answer the questions there. That is such a load of crap. But we told you last night, this was on Doc, right? Now you got people, no, it's not on Doc. It's on this. It's on that. Oh my God, my social media was, it's not Doc's fault. It's this. There's no coincidence that he was the guy out there today doing this. Wasn't Joel Embiid. Wasn't anybody else. Wasn't Sam Hinkie going, hey, the process was all the way back and it was working. Hey, I'm a professor now. I'll tell you about the process with the 76ers. No. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers saying, trust the process anywhere. No. This was Doc Rivers very early in the, hey, I want to go on TV and talk about this because I want to make sure that I'm the one that's responsible and I got to go out there and make it look like I'm trying to fix it. Because you know the Sixers blame Doc Rivers for it because he was the guy out there today front and center trying to figure this out. There's no coincidence the day before he says he wants out, the next day is no, we want Ben back. And if you really wanted Ben back and it was working, you would have just called his agent. You would have called his agent. You would have said, listen, I don't know what's going on here. We want him back. If he doesn't want to come, can we figure this out? No. Doc, you got to go on TV and you got to fall on that sword and say, we want Ben Simmons back. You got to go out there and embarrass yourself just so people know and he knows and everybody has seen there he is on national TV saying, we want Ben Simmons back. And it's excited as I would be if I was Ben Simmons to see the beginning part of it. Then I see that second part going, I just didn't want to answer the question. Click, click. Now I know you're never going to be straight with me. Now you're just a PR mouthpiece for the team and you're doing this because, hey, we don't know how else to communicate with me. Now I'm done and now I'm really never going back. I mean, this is who Doc Rivers is. This is what the Sixers did. We told you it was his fault last night and then they tried to shovel this crap down your throat today to make you think that, oh no, what you saw and what we saw a few months ago isn't really what happened.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, you've had 3 months now, right? Because that was June, wasn't it? Where that all went down, if I'm remembering my timeline correctly. And you've had 3 months behind the scenes, even if he's not picking up the phone, Rich Paul is. Rich Paul's running this league right now. So he's going to pick up the phone on behalf of his guy, and he'll tell you what's what. Either, you know, the door is open or they've put triple locks on it. Again, Southside Chicago thing. But you're looking at the opportunity here. What did you do? As soon as this became a story, you put him on with the guy who is the face of that network, right? Stephen A. Smith, whatever he makes, that's what everybody's aspiring to. He's all over the place. He shows up on all the shows and got Max Kellerman, cut him out at the knees. He knew he had a soft landing place, though, is what he said in the aftermath. But what do? You put him on with him so he can ask the questions, show the softer side of Stephen A. Doc, you seem like you're misunderstood here. Talk to me. What happened? It's like, no, you had 3 months to figure it out. Now you're begging on television to, you know, baby come back. Well, you know, you and I were joking on Twitter, the baby come back hotline.
Lost baby hotline.
From the Simpsons.
Baby come back.
So that's really all Doc Rivers did today. Problem is he had 3 months to figure this out before it became the national. Because it's cutting through an NFL week where we can mock the Bears incessantly. We can mock Urban Meyer. But it's all about him now. How terrible do you have to manage something as an NBA squad before you get back into camps or whatever else that you're breaking up week 3 of the NFL news? Boy, that's where Doc Rivers is and how colossal this is.
This is a big hold my beer week where the Bears are saying, you think you're embarrassing, watch this. Urban Meyer's saying, no, hold my beer, watch this. And then suddenly Doc Rivers is going, no, don't hold my beer. Why? I got all of you. Watch what I say when I go on TV early in the morning. Oh, I can't wait to see who tries to top it tomorrow. I mean, what's it going to be tomorrow?
Hey, I don't
know. Is Urban Meyer going to bench Trevor Lawrence? Is that what's going to see it? Is that what we're going to get? I don't know. I can't.
Aaron Rodgers going to do a return bout with McAfee or something and talk about his hair some more or whatever the hell that's all about?
Oh, it's just
how dumb are people? How dumb are people that became a story? Like Aaron Rodgers has long hair. He doesn't care because he wants to win a costume contest. Okay, there it is. I gave it 5 seconds on national airwave, and now I'm flipping my middle fingers in the air to that story. Okay, let's get back to Doc Rivers and the stupidity of this. You burned all the bridges. Now Joel Embiid's trying to figure out, all right, what are we doing here?
Ben Simmons can have long hair. It's okay. Ben, come back. You can have long hair, whatever hair you want. You can have whatever Kardashians you want to date. Just come back. I really do like you.
Are you being sincere?
Not at all. I'm not at all. I'm just doing this for the camera. Okay, the mic's not on, right? I'm good. Right, okay. Yeah, no, not at all. You know I really don't like you and I want you out, but you know I got to figure out a way to make this work. Okay. Oh, really? Oh, the microphone is on. Oh, man. I got to watch out for that. I got to watch out for stuff like that.
The wall's heavier, Doc.
What the Sixers tried to shovel down our throats today was just insane. But I told you, this was Doc's fault. Discover matches all the cash.
Because
it's Doc. Because he doesn't want to take responsibility for anything.
I want to make sure people know it's not my fault if I go on there.
Yeah, say whatever you want, but just make sure, you know, we want Ben Simmons back.
Yeah, no, but I got to say it's not my fault, right? Because if it's not my fault, then I'm good with it. But if I got to say it's my fault, well, then I'm going to say we need to get rid of Ben.
No. We want you to say we want to keep Ben.
Right, as long as it's not my fault.
Right, it's like in Guardians of the Galaxy. Don't touch this button. I am Groot. No. Don't touch that button.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And if Doc Rivers was the Sunday in your NBA day today, well, certainly the cherry on top is going to be this story. We got more NFL coming up in a few minutes. We got some more big quarterback news to get to. But this report out of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, that there is a little bit of situation going on between Zion Williamson and the front office. According to this report, Zion communicates infrequently with President David Griffin, not David Geffen, it's David Griffin. And the two have failed to form a solid relationship. All right, this reports Zion communicates infrequently with the team president. They have failed to form a solid relationship. Is this Zion doesn't like David Griffin? Maybe, but maybe not. But this is exactly what we said it was going to be a few months ago, that Zion Williamson is going to be the first guy when he's offered the max extension to say, nope, I'm going someplace else. He's Shaquille O'Neal when Shaq left the Magic for the Lakers. Right, every generation we see it. And Zion Williamson knows he can be the guy to carry the NBA for the next decade, but he's not going to do it in New Orleans. He knows, look, no matter what, they have a couple all-stars on the team. We can't even sniff the playoffs. We can't finish 10 games. We can't finish more than 10 games under 500, despite the fact that there's me and we have other can't do it. He knows he has to get out. He's got his big shoe contract. He knows he's going to make up the money in other places. He's at the beginning of his career. This isn't Chris Paul at the end of his career going, hey, I got to grab that $45 million a year when I can. Zion's 21 years old, man. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to make up everything. Oh, boy, he's leaving $50 million on the table. He's going to make up that $50 million in a year. And then it's going to be, hey, look at Zion, right? And it doesn't need to be the Lakers. It doesn't need to be the Knicks. It doesn't need to be the Clippers. But it needs to be someplace big where he goes for a decade. decade, and then he is the new hood ornament of the NBA. Who are you? We are Zion Williamson. This guy is Shaquille O'Neal. This is what he does. He has everything he needs except more stage. And all the reports we get out of New Orleans is Zion happy? Kinda. Right? We never get anything about Zion saying, hey, I'm happy. I can't wait. I want to win the rest of my career here. I want to do it. No, he knows he has to go because it's New Orleans, right? The league needs him to be in a big, glitzy market. He's got to be in a big city. You can't carry the league from New Orleans. And if it was a case where, hey, we're into the playoffs every year and we're playing really well, hey, that's awesome. That's great. But you're not. And you're not getting in, and now you're another year in, and you're going to be getting swamped this year by all the other teams in the Western Conference. When it comes time to it, he's going to be the guy to go. Just like Shaq did 20 years ago, it's going to be Zion now.
It's going to be the big test, right, of he's going to be extension eligible after this coming season. Pelicans obviously are going to be trying to offer him the max. What is that, 185 or thereabouts, 180? And he'll have to decide if he wants to bet on himself, his health, and everything else, right? Kurt Heelan, pro basketball talk, friend of the show, at Basketball Talk on Twitter, one of the articles that you read talking about this situation. It goes back to something we talked about long ago during his rookie year when he was pissed that they kept putting all sorts of restrictions and the burst limit and whatever they were trying to do, and when he came back, instead of letting him play basketball, that he was salty about it then, and that's going to remain, right? You don't forget those things where you're trying to acclimate yourself to the league and become the guy and the player that you can be and the top marquee guy that you can be, and you're being restricted, not to mention battles in terms of personnel and what that team has been. You mentioned Ingram and Lonzo Ball, who's now in Chicago, but you had a squad that you thought should have at least competed for a playoff spot, and while they were in the chase, it made things a bit more exciting, but eventually they fade and off they go. But when we look at read the tea leaves, obviously New Orleans isn't going to want to trade him if he signs any kind of deal, so it's going to be on him and CAA as agency to decide if they want to gamble and see about playing for the future without a long-term deal necessarily. So I'm curious to watch how this plays out. And he's a guy that, you know, you'll hear his name associated with Boston and some of these other squads as you look to get him to a bigger marketplace. And certainly for him, it's all going to be about winning. The stats are fine. Lots of guys fill up the stat line. Remember what Kevin Love was in Minnesota, right? And, you know, folks are all over the map as to how much they like or don't like or respect the game of Kevin Love. But when he was in Minnesota, you want a guy just for stats? Yeah, that's what he did. But did they win? No. And you talk to most athletes, if they're getting a giant pile of cash, it helps relieve some of that burn, but otherwise they want to win because otherwise they become afterthoughts in the history of all this.
If I thought there was a way where he can figure it out, I'd say all right, because nobody wants to leave money on the table, but really, sure. How much money is he going to wind up leaving there? I mean, you could lose $50 million. How long will it take me to make that up? Probably about 18 months. Oh, okay. And then what am I? Well, then you're 23. And then you're making all kinds of crazy-ass money for the rest of your life, just like you have been. And you can buy the NBA in 10 years. Oh, I'm going to go do that then. I mean, really, he's got a $100 million shoe contract already. Can you really tell that guy, hey, guess what? You're going to leave $50 million on the table? No. He's got it. He's going to go. If I thought there was any way he would stay, but he's not. I'm surprised he actually went there when they drafted him. I thought he'd say, no, I want to start my career someplace else, but he actually stayed. They should be happy for the time they have him there, because then he's...
No, there's a good thing about starting there in New Orleans, but keeping him there, well, that's a whole other ballgame.
Boy. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, don't forget, our Best Of podcast goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get us, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, and you can download it, subscribe. We will love you forever and ever and ever and ever. Coming up next, two quarterbacks, two much different stories out of the NFL. One we're going to laugh at a lot. The other one, it's next.